support us, because being a working mom, like being an elite athlete, is fucking hard. I should have warned you. Sorry. I do like to swear. I wish I had something much more eloquent to say than that, but it's just so damn hard at times. You can't sweep the heart under the rug and pretend it's not there. You have to just embrace it, show it, and know it's okay to be tired, to look like shit, to say that you didn't sleep last night and that you need help. For a long time, we as women couldn't talk about the struggle because we thought it would make us look weak or vulnerable. That facade, thankfully, has cracked. And I think it's time we shatter it with the kind of stories you're about to read in this book. You're not going to be less because you have kids and a family and are willing to show that side of yourself. Just do you. Be real, human, authentic, struggling at times, fabulous at other times, and sometimes, yes, tired as hell. It's what makes you gloriously you. So embrace that and know others will as well. You shift mindsets by sharing. Look at the U.S. women's national team. Going back to Joy Fawcett, who played with me on that first ever World Cup team. She was one of the first to have kids while playing. She was like, I don't have to retire. I can pop out a baby and come back. Why not? And we thought, no, that's impossible. But guess what? She did just that. And people suddenly knew. They knew that being a mom and an athlete were not mutually exclusive. And no surprise here, but then you had other women on the U.S. team having kids like Carla Overbeck, Christy Pierce-Rampone, Shannon Box, Alex Morgan, Crystal Dunn, and you go down the line. You have these women who realized by seeing someone else doing it and sharing their experiences that it's all doable. There is absolute power to that. It's courage, and courage is contagious. And then there's mom guilt. The mom guilt is real. I will never forget this time. I was traveling and my mom was watching my daughter, Izzy, who at the time was probably about 3 or 4 years old. And my mom told me, oh, Izzy and I, we were playing in the backyard and she looked up and saw an airplane and she pointed at the plane and said, Mama. And when my mom told me that story, my heart literally dropped to the floor. My child associated an airplane flying away with mama. Horrified, I relayed that story to another mom I worked with who laughed and said, your child, Julie, is going to be just fine. Mom works, yes. Mama's on a plane at times, yes. But these times are harder on us as moms than the kids. They won't remember pointing to that plane. They will remember a strong working mom who balanced a lot of things for the family, and they will grow up to be fully functioning adults. God, I hope she's right. Mine are still teenagers, so we don't know yet, but so far, so good. So as I tell my kids, in my job as a broadcaster, I have to travel. I've covered 8 Olympics, 9 World Cups, many European Championships, Little League World Series, Special Olympics, World Games. I mean, the list is long. And those certainly aren't happening in my backyard. So although that is challenging, I also think it's so powerful for our kids to see mom busting her hump. And lastly, if I can offer just one bit of advice, find your teammates. Tell them they are stuck with you for life. Help each other. Support each other. Show them grace and love when needed. Pick them up when needed. Kick them in the booty as needed, as my friend did by telling me to calm the hell down and that Izzy will not forever associate her mom with Southwest Airlines. Most importantly, share the struggle so that we know we are not alone. As history has shown us, when women organize and gather throughout the centuries, that is when we are at our most powerful and most effective. It takes a village, party people. Lean into your dope village mamas, like the one Jen and Amy are building for you right here. That's the real gift of motherhood.
Introduction. To all our mamas out there, let us make this very clear. This is for you. This is about you. You working moms or about to be working moms, who are wondering how you're going to manage the challenges of having it all, we've got you. Because just like the elite athletes and other women you're about to hear from, including Olympic gold medalists like Dara Torres, Pamela McGee, and Alex Morgan, trailblazing broadcasters like Hannah Storm, Mary Carrillo, and Andrea Kramer,